7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find your countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them then tingle the people way. One day them dead, 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 not dead. Anyway, for them, third world people like this, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, 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 not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, 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 not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 6th, 2013. Sisters and brothers, when you look at World War II, this is a manipulation from the house of Rothschild. These who are the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, who create warfare for a eugenics program, who seek to kill and destroy poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Eugenics program, destroy the poor working class, clean up the gene pool. This is the mentality of the house of Rothschild. Look, when Hitler was killing poor working class European sisters and brothers, they are my sisters and brothers. Pope turned the other way. Catholic Church turned the other way. Italy turned the other way. America turned a blind eye. France, all the European nations turned a blind eye, because the idea is now to kill poor working class white people. Hitler killing people in Poland, killing people all over Europe, trying to get into Russia, kill them. Don't want anyone that would oppose capitalism, privatized and parasitic. Industry, Ford, and industry, Henry Ford, and other industry titans supported Hitler, loved Hitler. They believed in eugenics. They believed in destroying poor working class masses of the people. While the war was going on, various European Jewish sisters and brothers wanted to boycott Germany, and Hitler made a deal with the Zionists in Israel to usurp and go around the boycotts and continue to trade with the Zionists in Israel. Poor working class European Jewish sisters and brothers know nothing of this agreement and pact. So while they're trying to boycott Hitler, Hitler is yet able to get his oranges out and sell his produce, and is able to transfer monies and building materials from Germany into Israel, along with those European Jews who had skill and were of the upper echelon. At the same time, he's killing poor working class Jews. It's all hypocritic agreement to destroy poor working class white people now. So white people, sisters and brothers who are so-called Caucasian, you see that the government is shut down. You see that the two political parties are working to destroy you as well as us. So we go back into this history to understand that World War I, World War II, Civil War, Revolutionary War, the killing of poor working class white people now, because of the eugenics now, not only focusing on poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, now focusing on poor working class white people as well. So we see that Hitler, the greatest on-the-ground financier of the state of Israel, and the state of Israel does not stand for freedom, justice, and equality, but stands with all of the European powers who want to continue to rape and kill and plunder. The Zionists, Theodore Herzl and others, they offered France. Say, France, Napoleon, if you help create us, we'll help you kill and destroy. Britain, create the state of Israel so that we can help you kill and destroy. Portugal, Spain, we don't care. Support us so that we can help you to kill and to destroy. So Israel, Mossad, whenever you see the CIA, know that Mossad is there to help the CIA do what? Continue and propagate this eugenics program of destruction of poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white. So we continue with that thought process. Human Rights Watch have now agreed with Webster Tarpey and have now agreed with those of us who have been saying for a long time that the rebels, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and we're using now, they are working for the birds of prey. They are working to help the eugenics program. They, Human Rights Watch, is now in agreement with the beautiful, I believe she's a Caucasian woman, Mother Agnes Miriam. She has been stationed in Syria. She is now traveling all over the earth telling us about how the rebels kidnapped a whole heap of Christian Alawites in a city and town of Syria. We've been speaking on that. Kidnapped enough of them, killed a lot of them, and presented them before the world and said, Assad, chemical weapon, let off some chemical weapons to kill these, when in reality, it was Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. We say, under the control of the House of Rothschild, the birds of prey, who killed and destroyed these boys and then blamed it on Assad falsely. This beautiful woman, Mother Agnes Miriam, is traveling now. And so now finally, Human Rights Watch has been forced to admit the truth. This is the eugenics program. Kill and destroy poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Israel in on it. Israel working with Britain, working with America, working with Canada, working with France, working with the powers to kill and destroy. To do what? To control land, wealth, resources, oil pipeline deals. House of Rothschild rearing their head and in control of Genie Energies in Golan Heights in Syria, wanting to exercise gas, the control of gas deposits and oil and gas. Israel having control over the gas and oil deposits off the coast of Israel-Palestine. Stolen land, stolen territory. And so you see, they want to destroy Syria, destroy Iran, destroy Russia, destroy China. And what we must do is get up and stand up and drive away the birds of prey. We want to talk about Brother Herman Wallace, who was jailed by the birds of prey. Was it 40-something years on death row? 6x9 jail cell? Not able to be free? Only penalized because he dared to be a Black Panther in jail, Angola prison, Louisiana? State of Louisiana, Angola prison. Brother Herman Wallace finally was freed, but his body had deteriorated so, racked by cancer. But he was freed and went to a hospital, and he died in the hospital. So we pay homage to Brother Herman Wallace, one of our ancestors, who took the spirit of the Black Panther Party and sought to drive the birds of prey away, sought to educate the men in prison on this knowledge and wisdom and understanding of how to organize and do what? Drive the birds of prey away. These who are propagating eugenics, death, hell, and destruction. We want to talk about what's going on in Afghanistan, the same birds of prey. Hamid Karzai, who was given power to rule Afghanistan by the birds of prey, by these who are eugenicists, who want to kill and destroy, poor working class Black, brown, red, yellow, and white off the earth. He's fed up with his masters. You have, according to Webster Tarpley, you have a Taliban that is indigenous, and then you have an indigenous to Afghanistan. Then you have another branch in Pakistan that is a terrorist organization created, we would say, by the CIA. And now you have America inserting their influence, keeping Karzai from being able to negotiate with his Afghanistan Taliban. You have Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry, going into Afghanistan to sabotage Karzai from being able to negotiate with the Taliban. And Karzai saying, look, America, you're working against me. You're sabotaging me. And what we must do. And so now Kerry has gone into Afghanistan to influence Karzai to allow America's military to remain in Afghanistan for years to come. It's all about oil. You see, there's some oil in the Caspian Sea area that America influenced this oil to be taken out of that Caspian Sea area through Afghanistan over to Pakistan and away from the Russian sphere. The nations under the Russian sphere, don't let the oil go through Russian territory, but take it away. Control land, control wealth, control resources, and the means, warfare, bloodshed, chaos, terrorism, death squads, eugenicism, eugenicists, destroy poor working class Black, brown, red, and yellow. There's another issue I wanted to deal with. We're talking about driving away the birds of prey. We're talking about using the zodiac, knowledge and wisdom and understanding to drive away the birds of prey. This woman, I forget her name, in Washington, D.C., just about a week ago or so, apparently encountered a drill. And it's the drills that the government uses. And in that drill is the mechanism to create a false flag operation and kill and destroy. So this Black woman with her child saw this drill going on and fled away from the drill. And the police, they could have driven her off the road, pinned her, but no, they're poisoned with the mind of white supremacy, which comes out of eugenics to separate poor working class white from poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. And they shot this black woman, killed this black woman with her child in the car, claiming she was armed, not armed, claimed other things, and these claims were untrue because they know they only killed that black woman to kill a black woman, to destroy a black life. I say that Hitler is the example you must give examination to. These same ones, police people, who raised up Hitler, raised you up, gave you your job, made you to hate poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white as well. And so you train your guns on the poor, and especially the black, and especially the brown, and especially the red and the yellow, thinking that you're doing yourself a great favor. But these same ones that gave you your mandate, causing you to implement the program of eugenics, destruction of poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, not knowing that this same program was created to destroy you, poor working class white people as well. So you kill this black woman, but they raised up Hitler. The same ones that raised you up raised up Hitler. And when they were finished with Hitler, they got rid of Hitler. What makes you think that you can escape the same fate? No, join us, black, brown, red, and yellow, and let us be like Abram and drive away the birds of prey. He says, verse 13, chapter 15, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And this word stranger means a traveler, a temporary inhabitant, a newcomer, lacking inherited rights. The black man and woman, we were robbed of our rights. And all poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we have been robbed of our rights. We have been denied health care, denied living wage job, denied equal access to education, denied access to land, wealth, and resources. This has gone on all over the earth, and we are the seed of Abraham, the seed of the Most High, and we must understand history and study the history. Shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. This is work. This is labor. This is to work for another, serve another by labor. This is talking about slavery. And the black man and woman, we were enslaved in this Western Hemisphere for 400 years and denied all rights, had no right to read, had no right to write, had no right to study and learn, all of our rights taken away. And the rights of the brown and the red and the yellow taken away by this system. And the rights of poor working class white people also taken away by this system. It says, and shall afflict them. And the word afflict carries the definition of to be oppressed and afflicted and bowed down, depressed and downcast. And study the history. Don't run from the history. Study what happened to the black man and woman, former kings and queens, builders of civilization, creators of science and technology, everything that you enjoy today. Black man and woman in Africa and the world created these sciences from our scientific study of the universe. And so this is the condition that we suffered. And so we go back into the history, not to divide, but to unite so that we all may understand the sufferings that all of us have gone through. Shall afflict them 400 years, 1555, 1955, 400 year captivity, black man and woman in the Americas. Some say 1490-something, and they're out 400 years. Any way you cut it, it is we who have suffered such wickedness. And verse 14, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And so the judgment of the Most High, the judgment with righteousness and justice came through the civil human rights Black Power Movement, Dr. King, Minister Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, and others, Fannie Lou Hamer, and others, were the instrument that the Most High used to judge this wicked system. And this is what we must be today. That instrument that the Most High uses to render judgment, we must look into the history and judge correctly, so that we, with the correct information, may now drive away the birds of prey and protect the poor working class masses of the people. Says also, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Come out, exit, to go out, to go forth, come out of the thinking of the wicked ruling class, come out of the thinking of slavery, come out of the thinking of colonialism, come out with great substance. And the word great substance, let's look at substance. Property, goods, possessions, general term for all movable goods, livestock. In the time of the civil human rights, Black Power movement and struggle, we had land, we had farms, we had all manner of businesses leading up to that time period. So we came out with knowledge and wisdom. We came out with our soul, with our spirit, with our consciousness. We came out with the idea and knowledge that the Most High is with us, that the universe is with us, that there were many men and women of like mind who wanted to overturn this system. Great substance. Many of us had businesses, Black Wall Street and other types of businesses that we created, creating neighborhoods and communities. And the poor working class white would come in and destroy these businesses and communities. But we would build again, and we would continue to unite. And this whole consciousness, this movement itself, civil rights, human rights, Black Power movement, anti-war movement, this represents the mind of the Most High, that we could do it, that we could unite, that we could overturn the system. This is that great substance that we exited the system with, exited slavery with. Verse 15, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age. So come back to the original fathers and the original mothers, the original Africans that studied all of this science and civilization and gave all of this science and civilization to us. This coming back to Africa, coming back to African culture, the scriptures are a replica of African knowledge, science, wisdom, understanding, and culture. And when we come back as a human family to the Africa, to Africa knowledge and wisdom and science, then we will be at peace. The scriptures from Genesis to Revelation is showing us the mind of Africa and how to study science and history and knowledge and wisdom so that we may overcome the system and drive away the birds of prey, that we may be united and take this earth and take this universe from and out of the hands of the wicked, and then we will be at peace. And that word peace, shalom, having to do with being complete and sound and healthy and whole and tranquility and free from war and free from havoc in covenant relationship with the Most High and with the universe. Seeing that the universe is here to provide spiritually, mentally, and morally food that we may eat, and life and birthing and friendship and relationship and prosperity and welfare, not the welfare, but being well, faring well, welfare, soundness in body, soundness in spirit and soul and mind. And for this reality to become the reality, we must organize together come together, realize that we are the seed of the Most High. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We are the seed of the Most High. And it is up to us to stand up. It says in verse 16, but in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. This is causing us to understand that the judgment on a wicked civilization, a wicked civilization has only so much time to repent and turn away from their wicked ways. We're back into the consciousness of the zodiac and time. Four generations, I'm assuming 400 years, the iniquity of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families. Iniquity is perversity, depravity, iniquity, consequences and guilt, and that which is perverse is just perverted and twisted and terrible. And this system is twisted and perverted. And so, as it was yesterday, so it is today. The wicked ruling class don't have forever. The cow turning the zodiac, moving from Aries to Pisces to Aquarius. The time is winding down on the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And we must get in the flow of time. An Amorite is defined as a sayer. Let me see now. A speaker, a sayer, one who commands or tells or calls. So, the wicked ruling class, constantly saying that which is evil, constantly saying that we have no power, constantly saying that just go somewhere and die, constantly saying support the system, constantly saying this and saying that. Their time is up. House of Rothschild's time is up. Verse 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. This is looking at the sun again. Remember, we said that the sign of Aries is a fire sign. Aries is a fire sign. So the sun is fire. Ra in the flesh, Ra in the material, physical reality, the sun going down. That going down means a system going out, but it also means that the sun is going into the womb of Mother Goddess Nut to be reborn. And we are that people of light going into that Mother Goddess Nut to be reborn as the sons and daughters of Ra, sons and daughters of light. It says it was dark, and behold, a smoking furnace. All of this having to do with fire. And the fire, when you examine these definitions, talking about the power of the Most High, a theophany, meaning God revealed or Goddess revealed in physical reality. And the Africans taught that the whole of creation is animated with the spirit of the Most High. Ruaka, Kadosh, Ka is spirit and soul, and the spirit and soul of the Almighty seen in every molecule, every element of the universe. And the fire of judgment, the words of the Most High in the universe is fire and judgment to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Fire tearing down, but not tearing down to remain torn down permanently, but tearing down that we may rebuild in truth, justice, and righteousness. In Acts, did it not say that the cloven tongues of fire, that the Holy Spirit and the appearing of cloven tongues of fire, this means that our words must be fire to this wicked system, that we must with our words tear down this wicked system and drive away the birds of prey, and that as we tear down, we study science and civilization, that we may build and manifest the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. We are the seed of the Most High. Let's rise up and take this earth and take this creation and universe from the wicked. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.